I am the god of hellfire, and I bring you fire.
Hi, welcome to the third show of Psycho 60s. This is your DJ Rick. Thank you very much for being here. On this show, we cover the hits, the mishits, the misfits, and the weird bits of 60s music. You just heard Fire from 1968, done by Arthur Brown, from the album The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. It made number one in Britain and in Canada, made number two in the U.S. charts. Ozzy Osbourne, Pete Townsend, and Emerson, Lake, and Palmer all have covered the song. Most lately, in 2006, the Leningrad Cowboys covered Fire, so it still has a lot of life left in it. Arthur Brown many times performed this song wearing a burning leather helmet. He did burn his head. Fire, 1968. The Crazy World of Arthur Brown. Who else? Hey, let's talk for a minute about what we mean when we talk about a hook in a song. A hook in a song is anything the listener can easily remember. It could be melody, verse, drum line, bass guitar, of course a chorus, vocals, anything. But a catchy hook will hook into the listener. This next song, Fisherwoman by the Avengers, is to me full of hooks, interestingly enough. Fisherwoman, hooks. Got that? Okay. The Avengers began in 1966 in Wellington, New Zealand. They won many awards. They were on many television shows. They toured extensively, and they broke up within about 4 years. They only did 3 albums. But this song, Fisherwoman, to me is a real example of a song that is just hook loaded. So give a listen to The Avengers, Fisherwoman. Hey, Fisherwoman, I've been watching you hook and try to catch every fish in the sea. Gotta love it. Well, I'm going to cheat a little bit with these next two songs in terms of where they are on the time spectrum, because I really believe that the influence of 60s music continued into the 70s. So this next song is from 1972. It's a very beautiful song written by David Gates. The band is Bread. The song, Guitar Man.
The guitar man. Who's gonna steal the show? You know, baby, it's the guitar man. He can make you love, he can make you cry. He will bring you down and he'll get you high. Something keeps him going miles and miles a day. Find another place to play. Night after night, who treats you right, baby? It's the guitar man. Who's on the radio? You go listen to the guitar man. songs to play. Then you listen to the music and you like to sing along. You want to get the meaning out of each and every song. Then you find yourself a message and some words to call your own and take them home. Voice begins to falter and the crowds are getting thin. But he never seems to notice. He's just got to find another place to play.
Ready for some guitar men? Mountain, 1970. Mississippi Queen. I said last show that we would do this next song. So here it is, Irma Thomas, the Soul Queen of New Orleans. The song is You can have my husband, but don't mess with my man. Hey, I went to my high school reunion a few weeks ago, and I danced with a girl named Cindy. She's a great dancer, by the way. We danced to the song that I'm going to play coming up. You know, it was good. You know, the butt bump we did was maybe, a little over the top, but I had a great time. So this song is for Cindy. This is from 1969. The Isley Brothers, It's Your Thing.
You wanna do? I can't tell you who to sock it to. It's your thing. Do what you wanna do. I can't tell you who to sock it to. If you want me to love you, maybe I'll wait. Believe me, woman, it ain't no big deal. It's your thing.
It's your thing.
Do what you wanna do now. Can't tell you who to sock it to.
I'm going to play now two versions of the same song, that song being the great classic 96 Tears. The first version is probably the version that you know, done by Question Mark and the Mysterians from 1966. It's believed that rock critic Dave Marsh created the term punk rock in referring to the song. The second version is going to be done by an artist named Big Maybelle. This was a single. This was actually her last single in 1967. You're probably saying now, DJ Rick, why are you playing the same song twice? Is it the same song? We'll give a listen. The first version by Question Mark and the Mysterians, then we'll go straight into the version by Big Maybelle. The great classic, 96 Tears.
Teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're way on top now since you left me. You're always laughing way down at me. But watch out now, I'm gonna get there. Together for just a little while, and then I'm gonna put you way down here, and you'll start crying. 96 tears. When the sun comes up, I'll be on top. You be right down there, looking up. And I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here, wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now I'll just cry. Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry 96 tears. You're gonna cry, 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 cry now. You're gonna cry. Come on, let me hear you cry now. 96 tears. Woo! I wanna hear you cry night and day, yeah, all night long. 96 tears. Cry, cry, cry. Come on, baby, let me hear you cry now. All night long. 96 tears. Yeah, come on now. 96 tears.
Teardrops for one heart to be crying, yeah. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on. You wave on top now, baby, since you left me, yeah.
Yeah.
Big Maybelle was born in Jackson, Tennessee. She sang gospel as a child. She had a huge voice. She had early success in her career and later ran into some difficulties. Actually, she had a pretty tough life. She was a heroin addict. She passed away in a diabetic coma in 1972, but her voice lives on. This next song is from a band called The Spiders. Lead singer Vincent Furnier from 1966. I want to dedicate this song to my friend Hunter Goatley, who takes care of my website, the Facebook page. He's done so much for my career. He's a great guy, my very great friend. He's always there when I need him. Thank you so much, Hunter. And the reason that I'm dedicating this song to him is he's a huge Alice Cooper fan. Vincent Furnier is Alice Cooper. So from 1966, Vincent Furnier, Alice Cooper, The Spiders. Don't blow your mind. This next song has got to be one of my favorite songs from the entire 60s era. It's a dark song. It's hungry, hurting, full of human need and emotion. And not only that, it's got some ass-kicking drums on it. From 1965, The Eyes, the song is When the Night Falls.
When the night falls, when the night falls, I've told you many times before, if you deceive me, I want you no more. People thought that I was fooling around, but I've got both my feet on the ground. I don't regret the things I've done, although I miss your loving when the night falls.
Don't be phoning telling me you're blue, 'cause baby, I suffer too when the night falls. Whoa, that's a great line. I mean, really, hey, that's a great line. Great song, and a great band, The Eyes. We're coming to the end of our third Psycho 60 show. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you've enjoyed the music. Now, hang on. Our next song and last song is called The Blackout of Greeley by the band Gonn, G-O-N-N, from Keokuk, Iowa. This song is from 1966. This has been called one of the greatest examples of garage rock ever. It's been called one of the top 10 great punk records of all time. Gonn is still playing. In 2004, they were inducted into the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Get ready. Gonn, 1966. Blackout of Greeley. Hope you have a great week. This is DJ Rick saying, peace out.
The universe is permeated with the odor of kerosene.
Thank you.